Hello friends, my name is Helen. I'm here to tell you a story from the book of God. It's about Joseph, the servant leader. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. His master's wife falsely accused him of attempted rape. God was with Joseph even in prison. God interpreted dreams of fellow prisoners and servants of the king through Joseph. As predicted in a dream, one of the servants was released from prison. Joseph said to him, "Please tell the king about me." The man said, "I will." But the man forgot all about Joseph. 2 years later, the king had dreams he did not understand. He asked all his wise men and magicians, but none of them knew what the dreams meant. Finally, the servant from the prison remembered Joseph. He said, "I had a dream in jail 2 years ago, and there was a man who could interpret my dreams. Maybe he can interpret yours." The king sent for Joseph. And when Joseph arrived, the king told Joseph the dream. Joseph said, "I can't interpret dreams. Only God can." Joseph told the king what his dream meant. He said, "You will have 7 years of great harvest, but then you will have 7 years of famine. During the years of plenty, you will need to gather all the food you can and store it so you will have some during the years of famine." The king heard this and said, "Who is like this Joseph who has the Spirit of God on him?" The king put Joseph in charge of gathering and storing the food to get ready for the famine. In fact, he made Joseph second in command of all of Egypt. God helped Joseph then too. For 7 years, Joseph stored the harvest. Then the famine began, just as Joseph had predicted. The famine spread past Egypt and even into the homeland where Joseph's father and brothers lived. Joseph's family ran out of food. Jacob said, "I heard there is food in Egypt." He told his older sons, "Go to Egypt to buy food." When they arrived, they were brought in front of Joseph himself. When they were brought into the room, Joseph recognized his brothers immediately. The brothers did not recognize him. Joseph looked and dressed like an Egyptian. He spoke the Egyptian's language. His brothers made 2 trips for food. Both times, Joseph gave them food. As they were talking to him, the brothers explained that their father was still alive and they had another brother. Joseph became very emotional. The second time they came, he sent all the servants out of the room and he began to weep so loudly everyone in the palace could hear him. He faced his brothers and in their language he said, "It is I. It's Joseph, the one you sold into slavery. I didn't die." When his brothers recognized him, they were frightened. Later, Joseph told his brothers, "Don't be afraid. You meant to harm me, but God has used what has happened for good. Not just for me, but so that many people can be saved. Now, go back to our country. Get our father, all your families, and come back to Egypt to live with me." That's what his brothers did. They went back to their homeland and told Jacob, "Your son is alive." They brought their families, cattle, and livestock and went back to Egypt to live with Joseph. This ends my story, friends, from the Book of God. Thank you.